Along with this beer, eh?
Take off. Do it, do it.
Oh, good day. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
How's it going, eh? We're those guys who talk over songs and wreck them, remember?
Yeah, here's another one.
Beauty, eh?
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Development in Nigeria you should know about. 1,800 prisoners escaped from a Nigerian prison. They were freed by an attack from Islamic terrorists from the north of Nigeria. The Muslim north of Nigeria has been swooping down into the Christian south and genociding people. The State Department of the United States, this is true under Obama and under Trump, has designated two people in that general area and in the Middle East as being the victims of genocide, and those are Christians and Yazidis. It is absolutely required, in my view, that in our immigration policy, we give relief to people who are the subject of genocide, not the people who are perpetrating the genocide. And immigration from that area should be of Christians who are subject to genocide. In fact, the United States, the only country that's standing up to this so far is France. The United States should beef up our support for governments over there that are stopping this wave of genocide that's coming down from the north. Joe Biden has a lot of other things on his mind, but he's got to attend to that, or you're going to see all of Africa be overwhelmed and either forcibly converted or exterminated the way Asia was 1,000 years ago. Okay, we're going to go back to another one. You've heard of Alexei Navalny. I've talked about him before. This is a sad case. He is Vladimir Putin's rival, was arrested by Putin. He tried to poison him, almost killed him. Navalny got to Germany, got good doctors. They brought him back. Now he's back in prison in Russia. He's in the infirmary. He has a fever of 100.5 degrees, which for an adult, this starts to get disturbing. He has a personal lawyer named Anastasia Vasilava. She's just been arrested. They won't let her see him. He's being slowly killed. He's in a thug prison over there. They're exposing him to people with somebody with tuberculosis. You're going to read that Alexei Navalny died of, quote, natural causes, end quote, according to Vladimir Putin. This guy is very dangerous. You've got to be careful about this guy. You don't want to start a war, but he is frankly flat out murdering people who are his opponents. Murdered a guy in London, murdered a guy in Berlin, murdered another guy outside the Kremlin who had opposed him before. You can't have blinders on like Trump did. Trump was 24/7 Putin. Betrayed our NATO alliance and betrayed the EU. Joe Biden is bringing us back into our alliances. It's absolutely essential. Absolutely essential. Let's go back to the United States. Unfortunately, let's go back to Robin Voss. This is a very sad thing. Robin Voss, illegitimate speaker, gerrymandered guy, gerrymandered legislature. You know what he did? He said he's going to retaliate financially because Jill Underley won superintendent of public instruction over Deborah Kerr. He's going to retaliate. Yeah, right. No, Evan doesn't like that. Neither do I. Evan, my guy, this is a great producer, Evan, sitting in, thumbs down. I agree with it. Frankly, look, the speaker shouldn't retaliate or reward anybody for winning an election that a free electorate decided to vote. Now, I don't care if it's Underley or Kerr. The truth of the matter is Underley won 57-43, roughly. It was a very, very big margin. But even if it was one vote, so what? Here's what Robin Voss said in a tweet. He said, quote, not another nickel into the state education bureaucracy because the teachers backed the one who won. That's what he said. That's a direct quotation. That's not another nickel into the state bureaucracy. Well, then people are saying, well, basically you're calling for defunding schools. And he tried to weasel a little bit. And of course, it was a misspelling. He did it so fast with his thumbs or his pinky or something. He goes, I will not defend education. D-E-F-E-N-D. Well, that's a Freudian slip. That's a Freudian slip. You know, Sigmund Freud once said, a good cigar is a phallic symbol, but it's also a good cigar. Okay. So this guy goes, I won't defend education. And of course, well, I meant defund. Well, I don't know what he's going to do. He's going to retaliate financially against education. He claims that when he said, I won't give another nickel into the state bureaucracy, he meant I won't give another nickel into the state superintendent of public instruction. But that is that's an office set up by law in Wisconsin. And they get paid salaries. The people work there. They administer the schools in the state. It's important. It's important what they do. You can't say, well, I won't defund education. I will simply not pay principals and I won't pay the administrator. Come on. Come on. The offensive thing about laws, as many of them, is this: tying it to a free election. Tying it, there was no fraud in that election. There are people who voted for Kerr and people who voted for Underly. More people voted for Underly. Okay. Deal with it, boss. Deal with it. Make your points of view known, but do not retaliate. That's unconstitutional. To penalize somebody who somebody's office because the wrong candidate in your view didn't win the election is unconstitutional. That is retaliation. I believe that is a criminal offense. We're going to see if he's just shooting his mouth off. But if he defunds the Department of Public Instruction contrary to state law, and he does it in retaliation to influence a future election, that's illegal. You cannot do that. And this is the speaker. Let's see some Republicans come out and denounce this, maybe. That'd be nice. Let's see the Republicans come out and denounce this. It's a terrible thing. Terrible, terrible thing what this guy is doing. One other good development in the Capitol insurrection case from January 6th, one of the principal Proud Boys just agreed to flip against the Proud Boys. That's very good. This is one of these guys. Remember, they killed Brian Sicknick, poked the guy's eye out, cop's eye out, stabbed another one with a pole, beat two over the head and brain damaged them with a lead pipe. Woman got trampled to death. Another one got shot. And it was an insurrection. Hang Mike Pence. Oh, Nancy, you know, we want to beat you to death. Okay, one of the Proud Boys has flipped. He said, I don't want to go to jail. If you won't give me jail, what I'm going to do is I'm going to testify about the planning and everything that happened. That's a very good development, very helpful to the prosecution. About 350 people are being prosecuted. There should be a lot more. You cannot have a violent insurrection against our Capitol, period. Guys wanting to hang the vice president and beat the speaker to death. We're not putting up with that in the United States of America. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The list of lives I've broken reach from here to hell. Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I pray you don't look at me.